number three. I haven't done 3 hours of radio. I used to do 3 hours of radio every day. How I ever did it, who knows? Welcome to the flip side. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com or republictradinggroup.net. Well, just as we saw yesterday, where the stock market rallied because of ugly new home sales were reported, and Wall Street got downright giddy because that means the Fed's going to cut 50 points tomorrow. Well, today the Dow rallied in large part because Congress passed the president's stimulus package, and they discounted even more bad news that home foreclosures have risen to all-time new levels. Dow Jones Industrials closed up 98 points at 12,480. NASDAQ up 8 at 2,358. S&P 500 up 6, or is that 8? Can't see. I think it's 8 points at 1,362. In the metals complex, obviously, gold, silver sitting around waiting for word. Gold closed down $2.10 in New York to end the day at $925.30. Silver reversing the trend up 6 cents at $16.79. Platinum off $15 at $1,706. Palladium up 5 bucks at $390. And in overseas action, as we speak in Asia, gold off $1.20 at $924.10. Nothing happening in the silver, platinum, or palladium markets. Oil, once again, way above $90 a barrel. What a shock, what a surprise. Up 91 cents at $92.55. Apparently, OPEC's going to come out and say, we're actually going to cut production. U.S. dollar closed at 75.57, hanging on by its fingernails. Obviously, everybody in great anticipation what the Fed's going to do. They may disappoint by giving a 25-point cut in that instance, as Bob says. Market will decline. If they give half a point, the market's going to decline. And if they cut three-quarters of a point, everybody's going to be asking the same question. What do they know that we don't know? Take a short break and be right back.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Daddy walk his daughter down the aisle. I feel my knees start to tremble as I tell the preacher, don't she look beautiful tonight? All the wonderful words in my head I've been thinking, you know I want to say them all. Lift your veil, angels start singing, such a heavenly sound, yeah. Lost in this moment with you, I am completely consumed by feeling.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Tuesday. You know, I mentioned yesterday, I was astounded by watching the 60 Minutes piece on Sunday night, Steve Croft, a segment entitled House of Cards, where he was explaining the financial crisis facing homeowners. And 60 Minutes described what was a beautiful model for fraud. And Steve Croft actually described in a paragraph, if you will, what has happened with this mortgage meltdown. He says it sounds complicated, but it's really very simple. Banks lend hundreds of billions of dollars to home buyers that can't pay them back. Wall Street took the risky debt, dressed it up as fancy securities, sold them around the world as safe investments. If it sounds a little bit like a shell game or a Ponzi scheme, in many ways, it was. So it shouldn't come as no shock or surprise that the FBI today announced that it is probing 14 companies over their real estate transactions. The Federal Bureau of Investigation said today that it is investigating 14 companies for possible fraud or insider trading violations in connection with loans made to risky borrowers and investments spun off from those loans. Agency officials did not identify the companies under investigation, but said the wide-ranging probe, which began in spring of 2007, involves companies across the industry, from mortgage lenders to financial firms that bundle home loans into securities sold to investors. The FBI is working in conjunction with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Neil Powell, chief of the FBI's Economic Crimes Unit in Washington, said during a briefing to reporters today, which, surprise, surprise, came after the market closed. The development comes as authorities in New York and Connecticut investigate whether Wall Street banks hid crucial information about high-risk loans bundled into securities that were sold to investors. Power said federal authorities are looking into the practice of so-called subprime lenders as well as potential accounting fraud committed by financial firms that hold these loans on their books or scrutinize them and sell them to other investors. Referring to certain unnamed bankrupt subprime lenders, Power said there are some irregularities that we are looking into, including the timing of stock sales by executives. Dozens of subprime lenders have filed for bankruptcy in the past year, most prominently as the New Century Financial Corp. Powell said law enforcement officials are looking into whether home builders manipulated financial statements to inflate revenues. SEC spokesman declined to comment, the agency has said, about 36 investigations related to mortgage market meltdown are ongoing. Defaults on subprime loans have risen over the past 12 months and are primarily responsible for the credit crunch that has disrupted global financial markets. Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, and Bear Stearns all disclosed in regulatory filings today that they are cooperating with requests for information from various but unspecified regulatory and government agencies. Can you say the you-know-what is about to hit the fan? Well, that's about as basic as we can go on that one. And as I said, this is almost mind-boggling in all its proportions of the level of fraud and deceit that has gone on with this whole subprime mess, and how you are going to find this is a, well, it's a lawyer's dream come true. This is litigation heaven, because first of all, you have got a whole slew of victims. First of all, everybody's a victim out there. Everybody will claim they're a victim. But the facts are the facts. If you bought a home and you misstated your earnings, irrespective of whether a broker told you to do that or not, when you signed that document, you signed it under penalty of perjury. I don't know how you're going to explain your way out of that one. So this is how the justice system works in this country. They will obviously indict hundreds, if not thousands, of brokers around the country. These are brokers who more than likely got caught up in the whole mania of real estate and basically were not qualified to be mortgage brokers in the first place. They used to be used car salesmen, they used to be gold coin salesmen, whatever the case may be. And they got into the gravy train because it was free money. I mean, just think about this. The ads, I mean, the FBI's got its hands filled with information. There were ads that were running across the country ad nauseum. Recently divorced, bankrupt, no job. Don't worry, come on down. We'll put you into a house. You don't need no money down. All we want is live bodies to show up, and you will get your American dream. From that to obviously the higher echelons of the banking system, I don't know how they are going to keep themselves out of this litigation nightmare that's coming down the pike, but they are all going to, especially these brokers who pretty much are going to get handed indictments when you, and they will all be criminal indictments, which basically means if you're charged with a criminal indictment, you have to find yourself a criminal defense attorney, and you ain't going to talk to no criminal defense attorney for under $20,000. So most people do not have that kind of liquidity, especially because they can't dip into their home equity loans anymore, so they will cop a plea, which is the reason why 99% of prosecutors beat themselves on the chest and say we have a 99% conviction rate. Why? Because nobody can afford legal counsel if you're just a regular Joe Sixpack. So now what these brokers are going to do is they're going to enter into plea agreements. And part of the plea agreements is they're going to have to sell out someone above them. And so that's how the system works. And so they will be indicting the brokers. The brokers in turn will be singing out about them. The mortgage appraisers, the mortgage appraisers will get indicted. The same thing applies to them as applies to the brokers. And so they move themselves up the chain. And then you have all these government employees and various prosecutors around the country who are attempting to climb the legal corporate ladder, and your promotions are based on how many skins you have on your belt. And so it's going to be, this whole thing is a mess of epic proportion. And yes, a lot of people are going to be going to jail for a long time. I mean, it was such blatant fraud It's almost mind-boggling to think about. But ultimately, who are the people responsible? Who caused this all to happen? I mean, you've got to think back into the early parts of this Bush administration, and even back to the Clinton administration, where there was a push that home ownership is the American dream, and home ownership should be made available to everybody, irrespective of your standing within society. And so rules were relaxed. And then you had charges of racism with lenders, because lenders had a tendency not to lend to black or minority people. So those rules were relaxed, because we live in a colorblind society, and obviously nobody wants to be accused of being a racist. And so this whole house of cards ultimately started unraveling, because politicians probably thought that they wanted to do something to make home ownership affordable, so they relaxed all the rules of logic and common sense when it comes to lending money to people who have the ability to repay. But they threw those rules out the window. Any live body would qualify. I guess you could say, well, that shows there was no discrimination. But ultimately, who are the people that are hurt the most? It is always the people at the lower echelons of the economic ladder that get nailed with it. Is it any wonder that these people are walking away from their homes? And they're doing it in droves. And unfortunately, the real sad human cost to all of this, or should I say animal cost to all of this, is a little sidebar of the consequences. And that these people who are abandoning their homes, who had no sense of responsibility in the first place, who thought they were competing with the Joneses, because we live in this materialistic society where we evaluate the worth of our character by how much stuff we have. These people wanted a home with a white picket fence, and they wanted two golden Labradors to make up that perfect picture that is painted in our heads of what constitutes having arrived. And they are abandoning their animals. And I've said this many times before. You want to judge the content of a man's character, all you got to do is look at how he treats animals. Okay.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
When I hear that song, I think of Ron Paul. But anyway, that aside, Thursday is going to be an interesting day to watch the reaction of the so-called mainstream thinkers when the full-page ad appears in the Wall Street Journal from Gatta with the title, "Where is My Gold?" And as Gatta will explain in the ad, that that there is serious problems with the U.S. Treasury being honest about actually how much gold is being held, not only in Fort Knox but in West Point. And the importance of this is, by and large, you've got to understand that, and we might as well talk about this once again, is that a lot of people out there don't get how small the gold market is. It is extremely small. As I said before with the Bob Chapman special, I wanted to run British sovereigns because I like British sovereigns, not only because of obviously its unit value, but because it's the most widely accepted, exchanged, bartered, traded gold coin on the planet. It is very easy to figure out the current value of a British sovereign. It's a quarter ounce of gold. But I couldn't offer you British sovereigns today. They're brilliant uncirculated. Now, don't get me wrong. You may call up a dealer and he goes, "Yeah, I got British sovereigns." Well, you got to find out whether they're the brilliant uncirculated or they're the circulated variety. Now, there's not much of a difference in price, to be perfectly honest with you. It's about $5 difference. But you don't want circulated British sovereigns. You want uncirculated British sovereigns. And it's not too often that my wholesaler tells me, don't take orders on British sovereigns. Usually they allow me to take orders if they've got something working in the pipeline. And yes, they buy these in Europe. They don't have anything in the pipeline right now, so I can't take orders on them. But this illustrates how small the gold market really is. We have not seen a gold run in any stretch of the imagination. We think that what we talk about on this show is obviously accepted widely among the general populace, and it's not. Gold has been demonized and vilified for decades. It is a relic of the past. It's a barbaric metal. It's typical Keynesian philosophy that's been impregnated amongst all of our quote-unquote financial movers and shakers, because they're all Keynesian in their economic thinking. This is what we are facing today. The chickens are coming home to roost on Keynesian economics. And so when people start finally deciding that, well, maybe I think I should run out to the local coin store and buy myself a little bit of gold and silver just as an insurance, they'll be shocked and surprised by obviously the premiums that they're going to have to pay, far in excess of what the official gold price is, and it's all going to be based on obviously supply and demand. Now, a lot of people ask me about barter. There's also a disconnect going on here. If we do face Armageddon-type political upheaval and chaos, there are people who you will be able to barter and trade with using gold and silver. But the only people that you are going to do that with are people that have a basic fundamental understanding of what gold and silver are. And I submit to you that you could go to any bank in the country today with a gold eagle in your hands and you give it to the teller behind the desk and you ask them what that value of that 1 ounce gold eagle is, and they wouldn't be able to tell you what the price of a gold eagle is or what the price of a silver eagle is. By and large, the majority of people have no concept of what that value is. So to think that it will become widespread within commerce that the only thing you can do is be bartering gold and silver is a myth. What you're going to have to do is obviously cash in your gold and your silver at the prevailing rates and use that script money to buy what you want to buy. Everything, in all you got to do is look at what happens in countries that have gone through economic upheavals. Zimbabwe is an extreme case where inflation has run to such a rampant level that they have printed over what were £5 notes or $5 notes in Zimbabwean terms and printed over them $100,000 notes. I mean, this is real life examples that you have to look at, and we'll get into more of it after this short little break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back to the flip side for a Tuesday. Early exit polls coming in from Florida, by the way, just briefly digress here. Early exit polls showing Mitt Romney as a commanding lead, followed by John McCain, who will most probably, unless he wins something next Tuesday, will say goodbye to the race. Happy to inform you that Rudy Giuliani is way, way back in third place. Put a fork in him. Mike Huckabee is obviously just a little behind Rudy and followed by Ron Paul. But these are just the early exit polls. And obviously, as you know, things can change rather rapidly. Talking about how you've got to take a look at what happens in various other countries around the world to see what happens when banks shut down, when people don't have access to their money, and what happens and how do they survive. Well, we are very resourceful people in times of trouble and strife. And things that you take for granted, everyday items you take for granted, obviously achieve some sort of monetary value that people are going to be more than willing to exchange and barter stuff for. Gold and silver has a distinct role of simply protecting your purchasing power. I always have arguments with people when they say, I want to make an investment in gold. Well, in your mind, you may think you're making an investment in gold, but gold is not an investment vehicle. Gold was never designed as an investment vehicle. It doesn't pay you any interest. It doesn't pay you any dividends. And that's because it doesn't have to bribe you to own it. It has never gone to zero, so it has no risk attached to it. Financial instruments that offer returns and or dividends are there as a mechanism to bribe you to buy those instruments because there's risk attached. Obviously, if you're going to invest in something with little or no risk, is the reason why you get such paltry returns on a CD or a money market or leaving your money just sitting in a savings account. Because obviously the risk is low, therefore the returns are low. The higher the risk you want to take obviously reflects the higher return you're going to get. Well, because gold has no risk, in other words, unlike all other financial instruments, it's never gone to zero, which is a pretty amazing record when you think it's been around for some 5,000 years. So gold is not an investment. It's an insurance. As I like to say, it's idiot insurance. It's insurance against idiots that are guaranteed to do stupid things that are in positions of power. Now, either they're really stupid doing stupid things, or they're really evil knowing full well what they are doing. So, to own gold and silver is just simply to ensure the purchasing power of your current scrip money. Gold has gone from $250 to where it sits today at $925. It's not that that 1 ounce of gold has increased in value. It's the amount of scrip notes, Federal Reserve notes, that's required to buy an ounce of gold has increased dramatically. It's a reflection of your purchasing power, pure and simple, nothing more complicated than that. I try to keep this whole concept of gold very simple. It's not, as I said, it's not something complicated to understand, and the reasons why you should own gold and silver. Because we are now obviously at the cusp of a financial storm that we've never witnessed. There are a lot of people that won't be able to survive this coming economic tsunami in any way, shape, or form. Because everybody has built themselves up to a level of standing within society that was a lie. It made them feel good, even though they couldn't afford to buy a house. They felt good because they had a house. They were achieving the American dream. It's very easy to take the steps up within society. The big problem is going to come is when these people have to downgrade their lifestyles. This is where the problems rise. This is where levels of depression will get unbearable, and people will start doing stupid things. And it's almost guaranteed. If you look at what's going on in Kenya as we speak, first of all, it was years of built up angst between various factions, different tribes. I try to explain it's no different to somebody identifying as a Democrat or a Republican. They have this animus towards each other that builds up over time. And basically what you have got taking place in Kenya right now is the have-nots are plundering, murdering, and hacking to death the haves. And it is a perfect example of a complete breakdown of a society where rule of law and order is no longer relevant in any way, shape, or form. It is a series of tribal disputes that goes back hundreds of years, and then just simply plain and simple revenge. And obviously for those that have not managed to crawl themselves up the economic ladder in any way, shape, or form, the mentality in Africa, it's much easier just to simply rape, pillage, and plunder. And that's exactly what's going on. It is no different. Human beings are exactly the same. That's why I always say I have a much easier time dealing with animals than I do with humans, because I can understand animals, understand how they think, understand how they operate. But humans are a completely different thing. They're very weird. And we witnessed this here in America, in Los Angeles, as was brought up by the other caller, during the Rodney King riots, where the breakdown of society was obviously the have-nots using that as an excuse to rape, pillage, and plunder. And so it's something that is unfortunate to talk about because we're going there. And the only way you are going to protect your quote-unquote Federal Reserve notes from losing purchasing power, if you will, is gold and silver. There's no other substitutes. There's no buying foreign currency. People call me up, should I buy foreign currency? No, it defeats the whole object. What are you doing? You're converting from one fiat currency into another fiat currency in order to protect your purchasing power? Makes no sense. Rupert Murdoch tried that. I mean, the sage from Omaha. He lost a couple of $1 billion. Even though he was right in predicting the dollar was going to fall in value, he thought, being a smart investment guru that he is, that he'll invest in foreign currency. Well, he got his head handed to him. Had he bought the only asset, and this is a man who owns 130 million ounces of silver, so you don't have to feel sorry for him, but had he put that money instead of into foreign currencies, into gold, he would be able to inform his Berkshire Hathaway investors that he tripled their money. Only had to tell them the bad story and that he lost a whole lot. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got Don in Ohio. Hey, Don.
How you doing? I was just wondering about this article by advertisement that Jerome Corsi is going to be putting in. Is it on the internet yet that we can read it?
Well, you can read sort of like excerpts from it on an article that he has today on WorldNet Daily. But obviously it's Gatta. It's not Jerome Kersey that's putting the ad. He's just reporting about it.
Right.
The ad has been put in by the Gold Antitrust Committee, Gatta,
yeah,
as it's affectionately known. And obviously they've done a press release giving a basic outline of what they're going to say in this full page ad. But I myself personally, I think it's going to have a huge impact, especially when you look at who the predominant readers of the Wall Street Journal are. And if they are intellectually honest, they will have to ask themselves whether or not anything that is stated in that ad is true. And if it is true, then someone's got some splaining to do.
What's the on your junk silver, what's the size packages that you have right now on the smaller end?
Well, unfortunately, I'm limited by the suppliers, and suppliers right now have a minimum purchase, which is a quarter of a bag. So right now you'd be looking, and this is just an approximate I'm giving you. Right now, let's see, a full bag of junk silver today, delivered price would be, we'll do the math here, $12,240. So a quarter bag would run $3,060.
Wow, that's still a bit. You think in the future that you'll have any something for
silver eagles? I would think to silver. You can get a roll of silver eagles for $360.
Okay, that'd be more in the line. Okay,
yeah.
Hey,
look, silver eagles are a great buy. They 1 ounce pure silver. They legal tender coins. Yes, you pay a small premium over what you would pay for junk silver.
Because they're numismatic, or
no, they're just bullion coins. They trade at whatever the price of silver does.
Okay.
I mean, you effectively, when you take into consideration what you can sell a silver eagle for, and what you can buy a silver eagle for, and what you can buy a junk bag of silver for, actually, what you are arguing in price is 50 cents.
Okay.
You see, when you sell a junk bag of silver, all you're going to get back, like if you were selling me a junk bag of silver today, and depending on what the market is like, you would get back, if the demand for junk silver is out there, you would get back whatever the spot price is at $16.72. Some wholesalers will bid you 50 cents back a spot on the junk bag of silver. But on a silver eagle, if you were selling a silver eagle today with spot silver at $16.72, you would get a dollar over spot for a silver eagle. They pay a premium on a silver eagle. Right now you'd get $17.72. So a lot of people make the mistake of looking what they pay rather than giving it a little more thought and thinking what you will get when you sell it. And in my opinion, that's more important than the purchase, to be perfectly honest with you.
One last item. Have you heard anything about the case, the Liberty Dollar thing that's going on?
Well, he's Mr. Nuthouse is obviously still a free man. He hasn't been indicted yet, but that's just a matter of time. And I believe he is still operating. But once again, I have a problem with the Liberty Dollar. I mean, why would you want to pay $20 for a silver 1 ounce coin that's not legal tender and is just around, when you can buy the real thing for pretty much a dollar less than that?
Hmm.
So it never computed with me, the whole concept. I understand his basic premise. Don't get me wrong on this. This is not to fault him on his basic premise of offering the people an alternative currency to the U.S. dollar. But you know, I mean, if you want to go onto your own gold standard, if you want to go onto your own silver standard, you can do it utilizing U.S. minted products. I mean, there's nothing stopping you. I mean, the reason why we have gold and silver eagles, and a lot of people don't understand this, the reason why we have gold and silver eagles today is thanks to Ron Paul. Ron Paul was the man who pushed legislation through Congress back in 1985 and culminated in 1986 with the introduction of the U.S. Gold and Silver Act. Up until that point, the U.S. Mint didn't produce gold and silver eagles. They just simply were there facilitating commemorative coins that Congress used to come up with various fundraising schemes. And so they issued like the Olympic commemorative coin and the Liberty Bell and the Bill of Rights and all these other commemorative coins, which sold at a steep premium to their actual gold content. But yeah, in other words, the U.S. Mint. I mean, this is why the U.S. Mint was so upset with Mr. Nuthouse, was because he called it a dollar. Now, whether or not you want to get into the free speech argument, and he can call his rounds whatever he wants to call them, unfortunately, when you're dealing with a nation's currency, and they tell you to cease and desist from doing it, and you persist in doing it, rather than arriving at some common understanding saying, okay, we won't refer to it as a Liberty Dollar, we'll refer to it as a Liberty Round, he wouldn't be facing a lengthy jail term, which he is. He thinks he can defeat the federal government on this one, but unfortunately, and whether you want to agree with this or not, there are laws on the books, and that's what prosecute. There are millions of laws. By the way, if the government wants to prosecute you for any crime, they can, because there's laws on the books against everything. I mean, you can go to jail in some cities for spitting on the sidewalk because there's an ordinance that says it's against the law. And not having knowledge of the law is no defense. So people will look at Mr. Nuthouse as courageous going up against the beast, and I applaud people who go up against the beast. But if you're going to go up against the beast, you better have your ducks in a line, because they will whack you severely.
Have a good night.
Thanks, Don.
You ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Something I could never do. Never knew that I could feel this much. But this yearning in the deep part of my heart for you is more than a reaction to your touch. It's a perfect passion. And I can't get enough the way you look.
Welcome back. Final segment for the flip side on this Tuesday. Quick reminder about the Tuesday Bob Chapman special, 20 Swiss francs. These are a fifth of an ounce for in 100 U.S. Silver Eagles, shipped and delivered for $5,800. And you also receive a year subscription to the International Forecaster. Or you can extend your subscription by a year, and all you got to do is give us a call at 1-800-691-7898. I was amazed. I mentioned this to Bob last night in the Collapse of the Union speech the president gave. The overwhelming applause the president got from both sides of the aisle when he announced, and I quote, "I am pleased to announce that in April we will host this year's North American Summit of Canada, Mexico, and the United States in the great city of New Orleans." And the crowd went wild. There's two ways you can look at that. You can either look at that as these people actually have no clue what the North American Union is about, Or you can look at it as some people just more concerned with filling up the convention center in New Orleans as a sign that New Orleans is back in business. I think it's a lot deeper than that. Obviously, taking from the president's speech last night, he's looking at his legacy. Amnesty is back on the table, whether you like it or not. Don't care how you want to couch those words. But not only is amnesty back, which is part and parcel, by the way, of the North American Union, but we're heading down the slippery slope. And it just obviously simply reinforces in me personally why you want to own gold and silver. Because obviously it's pretty evident the inability of the Federal Reserve to be a functioning body and stick to its mandate of low inflation and full employment, which has long since been thrown out of the window. Right now, all they're trying to do is protect the bankers from going belly up. And ultimately, the saving grace, obviously, when everything falls apart, is going to be the conventional wisdom of these elites that the way we can solve our problems is to dissolve our borders, forget about the sovereignty, and embrace a single North American currency to replace the declining, falling U.S. dollar. Till tomorrow, see you bye.